You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
To the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 10th of April 2023, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I'd like to wish a happy Easter to all our Catholic and Protestant listeners. I hope you're having a pleasant holiday, a pleasant time off work. Of course, we have the Eastern Orthodox Easter, I think, takes place at a different time, just like they have a different Christmas. But we're not going to be talking about Easter today. We have a particularly interesting news story here that actually took place a couple of days ago. And that was a police raid on a pub to seize gollywogs. And the first I heard about this was a tweet that somebody sent out saying, tell the police you've been burgled and they won't come out. Tell the police... you've been sexually assaulted and they're not interested. Tell the police you think there might have been a hate crime somewhere, and suddenly you will get six police that will turn out in order to capture and impound six toys, or a number of toys in actual fact. There's a number of these gollywog dolls that were in this pub. This is the bizarre moment. Police stormed a couple's pub and seized their gollywog dolls, saying the toys were a suspected hate crime. So toys that have, dolls that have brought many generations joy to play with, toys that in effect basically just portray a happy doll, a happy-go-lucky doll. In fact, the Nazis referred to them as an attractive advert for a black face. So I think what these toys actually show, if you are going to link them with black people, then they show a fondness for black people, don't they? And apparently, originally, the gollywog, it was thought up by this author, and he was portrayed as quite a stout chap, quite an honourable chap, and he went on adventures with these Dutch dolls. And then over time, the gollywog started to get badly behaved. I think Enid Blyton, in her Noddy series, she had some badly behaved gollywogs. And it's because of that, I think, that they've now got this negative connotation. And of course, we had Robertson's Jam that had as a mascot. They had this gollywog for a mascot, and you could get gollywog badges and you could get gollywog dolls and all sorts of things. And apparently they stopped doing that, I think, in 2001, and before that the Ken Livingstone's London Council, they banned them in 1986. And I think they really sort of just remind people of a happy childhood. I don't think anybody ever thought of them as being hateful in any way, or being a hateful caricature of black people. As I say, it's a smiling face. I mean, what would people prefer? Would they prefer a dull looking angry, perhaps with a weapon in its hands or something like that? I mean, it's the complete opposite of that, isn't it, when you look at a gollywog? Bernice Riley, 61, was quizzed by six officers after police received an anonymous complaint about the White Hart Inn in Grays, Essex. So this accusation has not even made by a witness whose name has been taken down or anything like that. Just a phone call and an anonymous complaint that they saw something that they didn't like, obviously, and the police go straight round there. She and husband Chris, 64, who is currently abroad, had displayed their collection of 15 dolls after receiving them as gifts from customers over the years. So are they saying that you're just now not even allowed to display these dolls that were a part of people's childhood? I mean, it's effectively pretending that parts of our history just don't exist. On Tuesday, Essex police raided the pub and confiscated the dolls, saying they were investigating a hate crime, and they also took a book about the history of Gollywogs. So you're not even allowed to read a book about them anymore. I wonder whether they have banned the Enid Blyton books which featured Gollywogs. You're not even allowed to research them, apparently. I mean, if the police are taking a book about Gollywogs, about the history of them, then clearly they're saying that that is a hate crime. There is a website online that you can look up which tells you all about the history of Gollywogs. I think it's called gollywogs.co.uk. Wikipedia talk about them. So I guess they're saying that if you happen to like Gollywogs, then it's a hate crime if you have a book about them. I mean, it's so bizarre, isn't it? Because obviously it shows that somebody has a fondness for Gollywogs, and they're saying these Gollywogs are a representation of black people, therefore we must ban them. And yet if somebody has got a fondness for them, they're saying, well, I've got a fondness for black people, aren't they? If you follow the logic all the way through. And yet they're being told, oh, no, it's an incitement to hate black people. CCTV shows six officers walk into the bar and question Mrs. Riley at a table. One inspects the bar before taking the dolls and putting them into an evidence bag. And I'm sure this poor woman must have been very... very shocked at this, in actual fact, that the police were going around there and accusing her of being a criminal simply because she likes these toys. Speaking to Thurrock Pub News, or Thurrock Nub News, Mrs. Riley said apparently a visitor to the pub had been quite upset about them and had made a complaint. So somebody else had chosen to take offence. And of course, in Britain, we were always taught that we should be tolerant of people having different opinions. And that was one of the things that made Britain such a great country, was the tolerance that we had for different viewpoints, different politics, different understandings of history. And we used to have a phrase, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me. And we used to be taught that it doesn't matter what other people's opinions, whether they have, whether you like them or not, you should support their right to have them. And of course, now that's just being taken away. And we're not taught that you should support the right to free speech, and you should support the right for other people to have an opinion. Nowadays, if the opinion is a negative opinion of certain subjects, then you're told that you're just not allowed to say that. And that's what's so bizarre about this, because it's a positive opinion that she clearly has of these gollies, and yet that is now not allowed. She says her husband is away. He won't be back until the middle of May. Police said as he is the licensee, they need to interview him, and they have taken the dolls away in the interim. And it was just a display that she had of these dolls, and they've now been impounded. The couple have run the White Hart Inn for the past 17 years after taking over when the boozer had become run down. So they've renovated the place. It's obviously become very popular. And the raid comes after the couple refused to remove the black-faced dolls after the local authority received a complaint in 2018. So this has happened before, and they were told that it was okay 5 years ago. Thurrock Council launched an investigation after a whistleblower claimed the Gollywogs were offensive and represent a racially aggravated crime. A racially aggravated crime. I mean, that's a very serious accusation there that could result in a prison sentence just because somebody is offended at these toys. I would say people need to just be tolerant of people having different points of view, particularly on things as harmless and inoffensive, I would suggest, as a black toy. I mean, if they're going to say that it's a racist caricature, I mean, is Barbie a racist caricature of a white woman? I mean, not all white women look like Barbie, do they? And obviously not all black people look like a gollywog. It's just bizarre. Out of all the things to say it's a hate crime, because you're saying that it's effectively represents black people, maybe it highlights certain features of black people, but the people that keep the Gollywogs keep them because they like them, because they're fond of them. They're not something that incites a hatred in somebody who keeps a Gollywog. It obviously encourages a sense of fondness. Mr. Riley said the dolls were here to stay, and his no-nonsense approach paid off after the council confirmed that no further action will be taken. So this has already been investigated, and it's been said that it's okay, and yet now the police are getting involved. Mrs. Riley said today, "I don't understand why we have to go through all of this again. We have the police taking away information that is literally the history of this country, and why?" And that's it. They're trying to pretend that these things didn't exist, or you're not allowed to be happy about them. I mean, maybe that's the thing, because she likes gollywogs. That's what it is. You're supposed to hate them for some reason. But why would you want to hate this obviously fond representation of somebody black, if you're going to say that it represents a black person? I mean, I'm not even sure that it does represent a black person. I'm not sure the person that first invented them, whether she said that was what she was doing. Perhaps she was. I mean, they say that it represents a black and white minstrel. And of course, they say the black and white minstrels are racist today because they were wearing blackface. I mean, maybe that goes into this. But it still shows that people have a fondness for black people. It's just so bizarre. Mrs. Riley said, "We are quite happy to call them dolls instead of gollywogs. But even the officer wrote down the inventory as he was taking them away and described the larger one as a gollywog and the others as golly dolls." So perhaps we're just supposed to refer to them as golly dolls now. "So even the police don't know what to call them. I understand that some people may not like them and they are entitled to that view, but they don't have to come into the pub." I mean, that's the other side of this. If you don't like them, don't go in the pub. Go into another pub. If you don't like somebody's views, why is it that people who don't like other people's views insist on silencing them rather than just talking to other people? It's the same on Twitter, isn't it? When you get people that report you for having a different view, and you think, well, why don't you just block people and then you don't have to read their views? You know, what is it that is in some people that think that they have the right to just stamp and trample all over somebody else's views and prevent them from being able to speak? Surely we should all be able to speak our mind and speak our opinion on things, but you're just not allowed to have a different opinion on certain subjects anymore in Britain. She says, "As far as we are aware, we are not breaking any laws by displaying them, and that was proved the last time when we were investigated. If we were not breaking the law then, why are we breaking the law now?" And I think what's happened here is because if somebody claims that a hate crime has taken place, then they are the victim of it, and it has to be investigated. And it doesn't matter who it is that says it. It could be somebody white taking offence for somebody black or somebody Jewish, and then reporting it as being a hate crime. And then because somebody has been offended at something, and they think that somebody was deliberately doing something on the basis of a dislike of race or a dislike of gender or any of these other protected characteristics, then the police are duty bound to investigate. So, I mean, this just points up these holes in the police instructions, doesn't it, as far as hate crime is concerned. And I guess what they're really saying is that this is a non-crime hate incident, because obviously she's not doing this to try to offend people, but somebody chose to get offended when they went in there instead of just walking out. She said the gollies all went quietly. None of them resisted arrest at all. I think the racist people are the ones who complain. It is their problem, not us. I have so many different cultures come in here. We are definitely not racist. We do many Indian weddings, for example. That's the point that I've been trying to make. I mean, it shows a fondness for black people more than anything else. And yet she's being persecuted for this. Mrs. Riley is demanding the dolls are immediately returned and has vowed to put them back behind the bar. She fumed. "It is unreal. We haven't broken the law, and there is no legal stuff that says I can't display them. It's just silly." Well, yeah, there is no legal stuff, but if somebody says that they think somebody was doing something out of some way of insulting black people, then that is taken as that was done to hurt black people, and therefore it has to be investigated. A spokesman for Essex Police said, "We are investigating an allegation of hate crime in Greys reported to us on the 24th of February. On Tuesday the 4th of April, we attended a location off Argent Street Grays and seized several items in connection with our investigation. Incredible, they've been investigating this for 2 months or 6 weeks. So they must have been staking out the pub. They must have sent somebody into the pub to check whether these gollies were on display. And then they must have worked out their swoop when they were going to swoop down on them and raid the pub. And no doubt they went through everything else in the pub looking for supporting evidence, because, of course, they pulled this book out as well, this History of Gollywogs book. Well, it seems Suella Braverman has now got involved. She's not very happy about this. The Home Secretary has scolded a police force for sending 6 officers to a family-owned pub to seize a collection of Gollywog dolls. It was revealed yesterday, and we don't actually have a quote from Suella Braverman. We're not actually told what she actually did to the pub. We do have a quote from a Home Office source, but we don't actually have any official statement from Suella Braverman, I don't think. An anonymous complaint was made about the White Hart Inn in Grays, Essex, and 15 dolls were seized because their presence was a suspected hate crime. Simply their presence. That means simply having one of these dolls is a hate crime. So I guess they're going to just try and destroy all of these dolls, burn them all at the stake, perhaps, and pretend that they don't exist. Suella Braverman is said to have been furious about the approach, which also saw police question pub owner Bernice Riley, and has told Essex Police that bosses should be focusing on catching real criminals rather than seizing toys. And that's the gist of this tweet that I saw last week, saying I'm sure people would much rather the police actually investigated burglaries, or maybe got the number of rape cases that actually result in a successful prosecution. Maybe the public would rather the police got involved in that and increasing the number of people prosecuted for that, rather than going after people for things that they've said, or for having a different opinion to the mainstream one, or for having toys, which nobody used to think anything different of just 30 years ago, 40 years ago. A Home Office source said the Home Secretary's views have now been made very plain to Essex Police, so they are under no illusions. Police forces should not be getting involved in this kind of nonsense. It is about tackling antisocial behaviour, stopping violence against women and girls, attending burglaries and catching criminals, not seizing dolls. And obviously this goes against the other advice that's been given to the police, that they have to take hate crimes very, very seriously, because they could lead up, they could grow into violence. I mean, that is the thinking that is behind these hate crime laws. If you allow people to talk negative things about groups in society, then that can become amplified and it can end up in violence. And the police have been told this is a very serious thing. So, I mean, that's why they concentrate on it. But now you've got the Home Secretary saying, well, no, you shouldn't be concentrating on this. The College of Policing issued updated guidance last month stating that non-crime hate incidents should not be recorded where there is no basis to conclude that an incident was motivated by hostility. And this comes about after this big case that took place last year. I forget the name of the chap. He was an ex-police officer, and the police came round and they said, we need to check your thinking on transgenderism. Because he said that men are men and women are women, or worse to that effect. And he took the police to court, and it was taken right up because the first court said, oh, no, the police are right. And then when he got to the Court of Appeal, they said, well, no, this is wrong. This is impeding on freedom of speech. These non-crime hate incidents should only be recorded if it can be proved that it was motivated by hostility. Because what you have here, I mean, clearly there's no hostility towards black people being shown by somebody that displays a gollywog, clearly not, you know, sort of running a pub. So the police should not have got involved in this. But this is new guidance that's come out. I mean, for the last 3 or 4 years, they've been told you don't have to prove hostility. If somebody says that they were offended, then this has to be investigated. And if it's not a crime, it still has to be recorded as a non-crime hate incident. And that is apparently what has now stopped. The guidance also states, wherever possible, freedom of speech should be prioritised. And this is effectively from this result of this appeals court. Will the police take note of this? Freedom of speech should be prioritised. I mean, really, that's what they should be doing. And you have to give them credit where they do this, when you have protests and you have a right-wing protest and the police facilitate the protests to make sure that the right-wing protests can go ahead, and they're not attacked by the physically attacked by the left-wing. So they do prioritise freedom of speech there. But they also need to be prioritising freedom of speech in cases like this, where there's accusations of a hate crime, not hate speech, but a hate crime, when quite clearly there's no hostility there. The source added the announcement of new non-crime hate incident guidance last month, due to be enforced by summer, should see an end to this sort of incident once and for all. Well, that's good news. And I'm sure the police don't want to be getting involved in all of this either. I'm sure they would much rather be going out catching burglars and muggers and violent criminals rather than people who have a fondness for toys from their childhood. The now controversial Gollywog figure was created by American-British cartoonist and author Florence Kate Upton and began appearing in children's books in the 19th century. And as I say, he was quite a noble character back then, who used to go out and have adventures with Dutch dolls. The physical dolls became popular in Britain in the 1970s, but came to be considered a racist caricature of black people. The first known example of the dolls being seized by British police was in 2007, when Greater Manchester Police confiscated two from a furniture shop near Wigan in Greater Manchester. So, I mean, this just shows you the way that this creeps, this political correctness creeps forwards, and things that you think are quite normal today, within 10 or 20 years' time, they could just be banned outright. And that's where all this legislation has led to. It's basically legislation that's been brought in to curb our right to freedom of speech. And it just keeps increasing. And so you end up with more and more subjects that you're not allowed to talk about. Once you say, well, we're going to clamp down on talking about one subject, then and you allow it, you no longer have any justification for saying, well, we can't clamp down on another subject. And then it becomes very tempting, I should imagine, for the government to say, well, these policies that we put in place that people are not happy about, we'll just make it into hate speech to speak about them and to criticise them. People might say, well, that's a bit extreme. I mean, this is all about preventing violence. Well, if you look at the United Nations Compact on Migration, which all these countries signed up to a couple of years back, and basically so that they could harmonise their laws with what was being promoted in the UN Compact for Migration. And that was saying that immigration itself and migrants need to be a protected category. So they're saying they've moved things from actually criticising people and hate speech against people to hate speech against the government policy. And that UN Compact for Migration says that the countries that are signed up to it, they need to make it incitement to hate for people to criticise immigration. I mean, openly saying criticising a government policy is hate speech. And we also saw this creep into that with COVID as well, and people that were criticising the lockdowns and vaccines and all that sort of thing, and they were told that what they were doing is incitement to hate. And the logic there was saying, well, because if you dissuade people from taking the vaccines or dissuade them from staying at home, they run the risk of catching COVID, and then they run the risk of physical harm. So what you're doing is causing physical harm to these people. Therefore, it's the same as an incitement to hate. So you just see this mission creep that goes on. You have quite a sensible thing, like you want to prevent violence from occurring to people. But the way that gets interpreted, if you're going to say we're going to prevent people from talking about certain subjects, is that it just creeps and creeps and creeps until you get more and more and more subjects that you're just not allowed to talk about. And you end up with innocent people being raided and having their toys taken away. Mrs. Riley, 61, said she had been told the couple are unlikely to get the toys back until her husband, Chris, 65, returns from Turkey in May and is questioned too. She said she plans to prepare a warning sign about the gollywogs. So, I mean, that's a good idea, isn't it? I mean, she could put on the front door of the pub, caution, gollywogs within. If you are easily offended, go to the pub up the road. She said, they still have the dolls and I have no updates from the police at all. The whole thing is totally mad. Since the gollies were taken and the story was in the newspapers, we have had so many people get in touch with myself and my husband to say we should not give up and we should keep them on our shelf. So that's good news. That shows that the general public support her. In fact, when I was doing a little bit of research for this story, I had a look at, on Wikipedia, and there was a poll that was taken a few years back saying, should gollywogs be made illegal? And 60% of people, or over 60%, said no, they should remain legal. And it was only about 20% of people that said that they wanted to see gollies become illegal. She says, over the last 2 days, my customers kept singing, save the gollies, and they want us to get them back. So we are having a sign prepared that will say, gollies are on display, so don't come in if it offends you. And once that is ready, we will restore some more of the dolls to the shelf. And I should imagine that all the publicity from this actually drives custom to the pub. Well, I got another news story here from Ireland, which is sort of the mirror image of this. If we think what's happening here with these gollywogs is that the state are removing things, innocent things from somebody's childhood and now saying that they are hate speech. What we've got going on in Ireland, we've got sexualized books, which people are saying are basically just pornography, that are actually being given to the children. And the state is forcing the libraries to do this while the public speak up against them. So it's like a mirror image of what is happening here with the gollywogs. Concerned parents in Ireland held a protest against the inclusion of LGBT pornography books in the children's section of libraries in the country. A group of parents gathered in the centre of Swords on Thursday to demonstrate against the inclusion of explicit LGBT books in the children's section of libraries. So the state effect, and this is, I know this is Ireland, this isn't in the United Kingdom, but it's the same in all white countries. You have, or with the exception of places like Hungary and Poland, I guess, in the East, it's the same in all the Western countries. You have the state that is trying to desensitize children to adult sexualized topics, things such as homosexual activity. They're basically trying to take away the innocence from children. And the reason why they're doing this is because they want to include people. They don't want people that are homosexual to feel as if they're excluded from society. They want everybody to feel like they're tolerated and indeed are celebrated. But when you celebrate certain aspects of homosexual lifestyle, you end up promoting things like anal sex to children, which is what's going on with it, with this book. And I think if you actually ask people, would you prefer to see children seeing books promoting anal sex for children, or would you prefer children to see gollywogs? I think the general public would say we would rather the children saw the gollywogs, to be honest. The demonstration has provoked outrage amongst Ireland's progressive elite, with one far-left party in the country branding the parents as right-wing bullies and conspiracy theorists. Yes, if you don't want your children to see homosexual pornography, you're now a right-wing bully. During a report by Gripped Media, a number of parents expressed particular concern about one publication titled This Book is Gay, by British transgender author Juno, formerly James, Dawson. The book is known for extreme promiscuity and casual hookup culture and includes sections about sodomy, dildos, and massaging the prostate, and has already been stripped from a nationally circulated reading list for children after significant public outcry. So of course, people say love is love, and it's just two men that love one another. And people don't think any further than that. But when you think about the mechanics of it, it means teaching children, as it says here, about sodomy, dildos, and massaging the prostate. Even things like fisting are now being taught to children in these books. Speaking to a reporter, one protester described the book as containing pornography pictures that he believes are meant only for adults. And we've seen some of these books, comic pictures, that are showing, depicting like adults, sexually abusing children, underage children, homosexual adults sexually abusing underage children. And they're saying, well, what this is really showing is just that, older teens might have a sexual relationship with somebody who's a little bit older than them. But effectively, what you're showing is pedophilia in these books. And there's been a lot of outcry about this in America. The protester that was speaking to the reporter, he said, these books are aimed at young primary school kids. The age bracket they are aiming it at is wrong. They are putting them into libraries and they are not telling the children. And of course, the people behind the libraries, they're saying, these are for the older children. But the protesters are saying, well, they're being targeted at primary school children. I have 5 children. I want my children to grow up and read the right textbooks in school, he emphasized, before saying that the blowjobs and anal fisting referenced in some of the material alleged to be in the library are not appropriate for elementary school children. But if you're going to have inclusion and equality and you're going to teach homosexual activities as being equal to heterosexual activities, then they are going to be talking about things like anal fisting to children. And this is the situation that we end up in. They say that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And as I say, this is all about trying to be inclusive. But this is where it ends up. We have to have a common sense approach here and think, well, what's better? Like having everybody feel included or protecting children from losing their innocence at a younger age? I think we should preserve innocence for as long as possible with our children. Another woman attending the demonstration complained about left-wing counter-protesters who had gathered on the other side of the street, saying that all they had tried to do is disrupt the event held by the parents. And that's all these left-wing protesters ever do. They try to make a lot of noise. If there's enough of them, they will try to physically stop the right-wing protest with violence. They're not interested in debating. They're not interested in having an exchange of views and trying to learn what the other side has to say. They just want to use physical force to attack you, basically, if you have a different opinion. It's very unfortunate. And it's not all left-wing people. It's just the ones that get involved in these protests, I think. I think there are a lot of liberal-minded lefties that are a lot older that are quite happy to talk about these things and have an exchange of ideas. And I don't think they realise that the ones that go on these protests that are linked with Antifa, they're not all about that. They're just about attacking people and physically shutting down the conversation so that nobody can hear what the right wing protesters has to say. It's terrible trying to prevent people from actually being able to speak their opinions. She went on to say it's like they are just brainwashed. And it is very much like that. And yet that's the accusation that they'll make to the right. They'll shout out at the right that they're brainwashed, they're not thinking straight and what have you. But they won't actually have a debate with somebody on the right wing and so that they can actually see where it is that they're brainwashed, because I think both sides think the other is actually brainwashed. And really, we should just discuss these issues and have a debate about them. And when you do that, then the most truthful of the issues is the one that's going to be settled on. And they know, on the left, I think they know, or certain elements of them know, that we on the right are talking the truth. And that's why they try to shut it down. That's why they don't want anybody to hear what we actually have to say. I don't think all of them think like that, but certainly some of them understand that, because why else would you shut down somebody else's opinion unless you were worried that actually the opinion that they had was actually going to succeed and it was very persuasive. That's the reason why they shut it down. Such an assertion was not disproved with Gripped Media's attempt to interview the counter-protesters, who attempted to block the journalist's camera before telling them to go back to talking to the parents. So even if a journalist just talks to the people on the right wing, they are then going to be attacked by the left wing protesters. We saw this recently with Joe Marsh when he was in Oxford, and one of the Oxford newspapers gave Joe the right to reply because they had written an article calling him a racist, white supremacist, etc., etc., the day before, and they interviewed him at the demonstration. Which is what the journalist should do. They should give the subject of their news piece a right to reply. Joe answered them. And then the journalist that actually posted that, he was then accused of being right wing and that he was attacked for giving a platform to Joe when all the guy was trying to do was do his job as a journalist, really, and allow Joe a right to reply after attacking him. And again, they tried to shut this down. You see, they tried to shut down and ban Joe from actually talking to the journalist, ban the video stream of that from being online. And you got the same thing here. You got these left-wing protesters trying to shut down this journalist. They said, go F off over there with your friends, adding that the far-right protesters like to talk about kids and sex all the time. Well, the far-right protesters don't think kids and sex should both be in the same sentence together. And it's the people on the right that wish to preserve the innocence of children. And sadly, it seems like it's the people on the left that wish to take that innocence away and sexualize children by introducing them to adult performers such as drag queens and show them pornographic books like this one here that's in the library that the concerned parents are protesting against. Well, let's leave that here for today then. Thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.